Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Well, folks, we've got a new friend. Joyce Gioia is here. Joyce is one of my new friends off the air, and she's now become one of your new friends on the air now that she's joining us on the show right now. But Joyce was an entrepreneur from an early age. She was a magazine publisher from an early age. You're starting to see the high achievement trend here, right? She's currently a small business owner, just like you and me, but she's also a futurist and a very smart one, too. And I've had the pleasure of doing a little bit of work with her and getting to know her a little bit over the last few months. And I want to get her on the show to talk about something that she's been working on lately. So, and the topic is women and the future of work. Joyce Gioia, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. By the way, Joyce has got a book called Impending Crisis, Too Many Jobs, Too Few People. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Okay, Joyce, I guess it was Friday, was International Women's Day, and my audience knows we've actually done several interviews in the last week or two around this, but you're tying most of the interviews I've done so far have been around the prospects for women. But your work as a futurist, and I'm not surprised to know this, your work is not just around the prospects for women, but the prospects for the workplace, for the marketplace, with regard to women in the marketplace, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I look at all of the different aspects of the workplace, including demographics, including attitudes. I have, that's my sandbox that I play in, Jim.
Right. So talk to us about, when you say the future of work, what is your, you know, irrespective of gender, when you think of the future of work, what do you think about?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there was a release of a report by Accenture, the global consulting firm, on actually last week on International Women's Day, and they released what they talked about was something about women and the future of work and what women are looking for today. But in fact, when you looked into the statistics, when you looked at men versus women, they were almost the same, and it was fascinating because more than two-thirds of both women and men, 70% of women and men late 2012, believe that they can have it all. They can have a successful career as well as a full life outside of work.
That is very interesting, and I'll have a confession for you here, something that I think is going to sound like I disagree with you, but I think I may have agreed with you more than you think. When I was talking to our friend Leslie Kossoff last week about this, I said one of the great myths is that men can have it all. See, one of the myths is that women, because they have the children, they have the caregiving, you know, they have all these other things they have to do that men don't have to worry about. They can have it all. They can have career and family. But let me tell you something. For a man to pursue his career and to be ambitious and to try to do as much as he can for his family, he can't have it all either. Because there's a price, Joyce, to be paid for accomplishment. What do you think?
I know exactly what you mean, Jim. I lived it. And yep. There was I have three wonderful very successful, high-achieving daughters. My eldest is a CPA and has her own little entrepreneurial business, which is growing, called Own Your Money. She's a wealth coach. Number two daughter is an endocrinologist out in San Francisco. And number three daughter is doing tech support and network assistance in New York for the largest advertising agency in the world.
You pulled this off, Joyce, but there was a price to be paid. And I guess what I'm trying to get at, and look, I've done too much work supporting women. I mean, I've earned my position in support of women, but I do believe that shouldn't we realize that accomplishment comes at a price for both genders? I mean, shouldn't we quit talking about how it's that one-sided?
No question. Absolutely. It does. Because what I was going to say was that I struggled a lot when they were little. And I'm going to admit to you here and now that I did not do a very good job of being their mother. I think that's probably why they all decided they were going to get established in their careers before they were going to have children. So that had consequences for me.
You're proving the thing, the so-called maxim that women can't have everything because of all the things they want to do. But men, I did the same thing. I was a high achiever. And the mother of my children stayed home with the children because that's what she wanted to do. And we made an investment in the children by doing that. But it came at a cost to me because I didn't get to be with my children as much as I would like to. So let's get that off the table real quick. Let's move on and talk about the future of work. Now, this is really important. So I want you to set us up for the next segment. When you think of the future of work, you think that the marketplace is going to have to depend more on women in the future than it has in the past, right?
Well, absolutely. When you look at the demographics, when you look at the percentages of men versus women, or rather women versus men, who are graduating from our colleges and our universities, it's really startling because we have almost 60% in the United States and higher percentages elsewhere of women graduating from our colleges and universities. And this is all of the programs. Mm-hmm. When you look at high school, when you look at colleges.
And those are demographic realities, folks.
Absolutely.
That are in place. These people are born. Those diplomas have been issued. These people are alive, and so this is something we're going to have to reconcile all of that with what we have to do in the marketplace. We come back. We're going to get Joyce to tell us what that's going to look like. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.